This is a CBC podcast.
This is Mic Drop.
Mic Drop?
It's about us.
Teens and our stories and what we've been through.
What we are still going through.
Without any adult interruptions.
Testing.
Testing.
Mic will drop in 5, okay. 4, 3, 2.
Drop the mic.
This episode is about living between worlds.
I'm Eve, and I'm 14, and I'm going between my mom's house, and every second weekend, I go to my dad's house. The two worlds are so different. At my mom's house, it kind of feels like a mini version of a dream house. Kind of how people imagine like heaven to be like. You sit on clouds, your bed's made of clouds, waterfalls, and like rainbow colors. But it's kind of like every day I get a new donut with like jelly filling inside. And that's what I kind of feel in my dad's house. I feel like I get cabbage, uncooked cabbage. It's not that good. When I'm with my dad, I feel like I have to be two different people. Like I feel like I have to be calmer, quieter. I can't say anything. But at the same time, for me, it's like I have to be excited when he expects me to be exciting. Like I have to deal with what goes on between my dad and his girlfriend, and I have to care about like her birthday, for example. I forgot the exact day of her birthday, and my dad called me. He said, "Why didn't you wish her happy birthday? I had her number. You could have asked me for her number." And I said, "Well, you and I don't talk during the week." 2 weeks later, when I usually go to my dad's house on the weekend, she was over, and I got her like a big teddy bear and a designer lip gloss, which kind of took up the rest of my bank account money. But she seemed very happy, so my dad seems happy, but I'm not sure if he might use it against me later on, that the fact I didn't get her a gift in the first place. The kind of drama in my dad's world is like a yelling, having to be this like perfect image, as if like the people you see on TV. So it's like I'm always in a TV show, but I never can get out of the TV. I'm like in the shadows. It makes me feel stressed most of the time, and sometimes sad. I'm usually myself when I'm home. My mom's house. That's what I mean when I say home. When I feel like me, I say what's on my mind. Even though it's not always nice, I feel better and I laugh. And then people laugh too, because sometimes when I say something that's mean, it ends up being funny and I don't even notice. I'm like a quiet person and I observe. I like to observe. I'm not really comfortable with my dad's. He has a roommate and I don't really know him. So sometimes I feel like him being there is like an obstacle when I want to do things. And when I'm like using the washroom or anything, I feel like I have to like hurry, rush. I have to like hide like a mouse. Like let's say I would take a shower. Like let's say my sister and I were taking a shower. We're girls, we can't just go in our room with our towels. We have to like be fully dressed. Our rooms don't have a lock. And his roommate uses a drawer that is ours. He uses it for his socks, so I'm always anxious that he will come in the room if I'm trying to change or do work. I have to tell my dad. I'm not gonna tell him this weekend coming, but I'm gonna tell him that like how I feel so he knows, because I feel like he doesn't understand me. Me going between two houses is kind of like an animation in my mind. I'm always in a loop, hitting a wall constantly that I can never get out of. When I go to one house, it's the beginning of the loop. And then when I go to the other house, it's like what ties the loop together. So it doesn't stop. And so when I hit the wall is when conflict occurs in my life. Even though the teens living in two different houses, they seem fine, they're not really fine, even though they say they are. I say that I'm fine a lot, but I'm not. I believe this will happen until I'm like 18, because I will be able to move out. So then I don't have to worry about going to two different houses. I actually have like the legal option to not go because I have my own house. Yeah, I kind of feel excited for it to come because I picture my place when I'm 18, like colorful, bright, and like very, like as if I was in the future almost. Like everything will be nice. I'll have an indoor pool. I have my own house, 5 floors. And then I have my own gym, my own movie theater. So it was gonna be like an upgrade in my mom's house in a way. So I feel hopeful.
If you or someone you know is affected by a difficult or dangerous situation, you can call or text 1-800-422-4453.
Child Help. They help kids in crisis connect with counselors all across North America.
Next on Mic Drop.
The hard part for me is missing out on what my friends are having a good time, and when I come back on Monday to school, them all talking about what they did, and it's difficult to just to smile and nod and say, oh, maybe next time I can do it. And you know, deep down, maybe I know that there might not be a next time.
Mic Drop is produced in Montreal by Sherry OKK and Carrie Haber.
Associate producer is Jess Shane, with editing and mixing by Crystal Duhame.
Look for CBC Mic Drop on Instagram. You can also reach us by email at micdrop@cbc.ca.